This is KUT. The only bills that can actually pass during the special legislative session are those designated by the governor. But that doesn't mean lawmakers aren't pushing things, hoping they could be eventually added to the official agenda. KUT's Ashley Lopez looks at one of those items.
One of those bills has to do with reversing cuts to a Medicaid program that pays for therapy to children with developmental delays. These therapies help some kids learn to do basic things like eat, speak, or even sit up. But cuts to the program from two sessions ago have stayed in place despite lawsuits and warnings the cuts would affect access to care. So during this special session, Republican State Representative Sarah Davis from Houston is trying to get the legislature to reverse those cuts.
I know that this is a heavy lift, so to speak.
For now, this heavy lifting could be all for naught. The bill can't get the governor's signature, at least not unless it's officially added to the special session. Dozens of parents, their children, therapists, and providers showed up to speak for almost 4 hours Tuesday about why this should be added to the agenda. Stephanie Rubin with the advocacy group Texans Care for Children says that just this week, state officials announced providers in Galveston and the Hill Country said they will close their doors.
Last year, we had three other providers who left the program in El Paso, Tyler, and in Wichita Falls. We have now gone from 58 ECI nonprofit agencies from 2010 down to we will now be in 44. That's an almost a 25% drop.
Rubin says the state has been working to replace those providers, but she says that sometimes it takes months and kids are left without services in the meantime. Texas Health and Human Services Executive Commissioner Charles Smith told lawmakers they are doing what they can to follow both state and federal laws.
You know, it's not the goal of the commission to take away these needed services from anyone that needs them.
But advocates say state lawmakers were warned. Here's Jolene Sanders with Easter Seals, which is one of the providers who has announced they are shutting down in at least one part of the state.
You know, this is something that we've been warning against for the last 2 years, and it's sad. It makes me very sad that we were actually right about this.
The committee hearing the bill eventually passed it to the full House with bipartisan support yesterday. The committee's chair, Republican John Zerwas, told members that if the House is able to get the measure through and convince the governor to add it to the agenda, he's, quote, locked and loaded and ready to deliver something. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.